we haven't really seen AB32's full rollout. That's still ahead of us, as are fees that will be assessed on the state's largest emitters to pay for the rollout of AB32 in the spring.
Yeah, the administrative fees, by the way, have just now come up, and that's the smallest piece of that pie that will be coming from emitters, which, interestingly enough, are not only those that you would think of automatically. PG&E, for example, under a formula that CARB's own Economic Allocation and Advisory Committee has come up with for the carbon tax that you're talking about, they would be passing along about $376 million or more to their customers as a result just of the carbon fees alone. They've already gone in, as have other utilities, looking for rate increases just to pay for the administrative fees. When we're talking about energy cost increases, we're not talking about a couple of pennies. We're talking about collectively billions of dollars that, frankly, folks who are struggling to pay their electric bills right now are going to be hard-pressed to absorb.